town. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, April 17th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Mitchell Lipton. He's the owner of the W Tax Group down in Southfield, Michigan. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I want to talk directly to my truck driving friends. I stay in contact with a lot of my truck driver buddies that I was driving with back in 2005 through 2009. And I know for a fact, especially if they're long haul cross country truck drivers like I was, out 4 to 6 weeks at a time, I would come home at the end of being out a month, month and a half, and I had a small little cash box. It had change in there if I needed to pay cash at a toll booth, if I had to pay a dock fee, if I had to pay anything at a restaurant that had to be cash. I always carried some cash with me. Well, you know that those little cash boxes, Mitchell, where you lift up the plastic tray for the dollars and the coins, and it has some storage under it down in the bottom, right? Well,
sure.
I would take every single toll booth ticket, every restaurant, the receipt for the restaurant charge from the waitress, my fuel purchases, all of those receipts would go into the bottom of the box. When I came home from being out on the road 4 to 6 weeks, I'd walk in with a big garbage bag of dirty underwear and socks. And in my other hand was my cash box. I would hand the cash box to Miss Vicky. I would take the laundry bag into the laundry room and separate my whites and my darks and start doing my laundry. She would lift up the cash drawer part of it. She would count the petty cash I had left. So that was my ending petty cash amount. She would then turn that box upside down and start spreading out those receipts. Restaurants receipts, toll booth receipts, food receipts, snack receipts. She would spread it out, and then she would act as my bookkeeper, and she would write all this crap out. And then she would go online and look at my checking account to see what my dispatch had paid to me while I was out on the road 4 to 6 weeks. So she would see my income. She would see my expenses. She would check my credit cards if I charged anything I didn't pay cash for, and do basically my monthly profit and loss report. That's what my wife Vicky did for me while I was a truck driver. So yeah. Many of my friends thought I was crazy for carrying that cash box, demanding a receipt at every place I stopped at. They're like, "Trucker, just give them some cash. Don't worry about it. You don't need a receipt." And I'm like, "Dude, do you do a profit and loss monthly report on your trucking business?" They're like, "What?" Didn't even know what I was talking about. At the end of the year, Vicky would sit down with all 12 months of my reports that she did for me, and she would do my taxes. How many truck drivers in the world did it the way I did it, and how many don't do it the way most of my friends do it?
You know, unfortunately, the majority don't do it the way your friends did it. It's hard. It's one of the hardest jobs to go and on an everyday basis do your job and keep track of the books yourself. And it's expensive to have a third party do it for you. You had Vicky who helped you.
Yes.
So the majority don't, unfortunately. And obviously that creates an issue when it comes to filing your taxes to begin with.
Although, Mitchell, this doesn't only apply to truck drivers, though. I mean, this applies to carpenters, electricians, plumbers. There are a lot of small business guys that basically operate their small business just like I did as a truck driver.
Exactly. We get a lot of business. We do business with a lot of business clients. It doesn't only apply to truck drivers. And, you know, at the end of the day, what these folks should know is there are still allowable expenses. If you don't have records going back to specific years, there are still allowable expenses that our team of attorneys can maximize out for you and present to the IRS when you're ready to tackle your situation. So it's not as if you're not going to have anything to stand on, because we max out all the allowable expenses we can to make sure to reduce your tax debt to the best of our ability.
Now, one of the things that I think is critical, and this doesn't apply just to small businesses, but this also applies to people who have jobs. I mean, they spend all kinds of money for lunches. They spend money for gas. They do all kinds of errands for their company when they're out there driving around doing their jobs. I mean, even some of them, maybe not even employees, but independent contractors. That's a whole different dynamic. Some people think it's actually a job, but at the end of the year, they get a 1099. They don't get a W-2.
That's right. And they are supposed to be making estimated payments over the course of a year. A lot of them don't even understand that they're supposed to be making estimated payments. A lot of them don't make the estimated payments. And, you know, when they get their 1099 at the end of the year, all of a sudden they find out they have a, you know, tax liability that they're not in a position they can pay. And it's a whole, that opens up a whole new can of worms. And we do business with a lot of 1099 contractors, independent contractors, that are in that boat that you just described, where they, you know, get a 1099 at the end of the year. And what I described is, unfortunately, they haven't been making their payments, estimated payments over the course of the year, which leads to, you know, tax issues.
Well, the biggest thing that I decided to do in wanting to get somebody like you in Michigan, a small business owner in Michigan, to be able to help my radio family with these problems, is I wanted to make sure that I had somebody that, number one, was local, somebody that lives in our state, somebody who loves Tiger baseball like I do.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody that can understand not only federal IRS, but also understands the state taxes that we have to deal with the Michigan Treasury.
Exactly. And we know the state of Michigan, of course, like the back of our palm. But keep in mind, we're national, too. So we do business in all 50 states. We do tax returns in all 50 states for folks. And so that being said, though, we do a lot of business in Michigan. And on a percentage basis, because we're in Michigan, we do more business with folks in Michigan than we do in the other 49 states.
Well, and the other component to it, and this is important for people to know, you have on staff paid attorneys that, instead of them being out there with their own practice, being a lawyer, you know, a typical lawyer with a shingle and, you know, 1-800-CALL-SAM kind of attorneys, you actually pay these guys full time to work strictly for your clients. Explain that process.
Yeah. You know, we have a team of two tax attorneys that work on every single case, and no enrolled agents. There's not a lot of barriers to entry, so a lot of people get their enrolled agent accreditation and put up a shingle and try to do what we do. But we have seasoned tax attorneys that live, eat, and breathe taxes and the IRS, and making sure that they get every possible dollar they can out of the IRS for our clients. And I'm going to give you a real extreme case real quick, because this is extreme, But we literally had a client that came in with over a $2 million liability. He's got he makes an enormous amount of money, and I won't get into details of how he got to that $2 million liability. But we just figured out that we could get him $500,000 of penalties and interest. And I'm sorry, his liability was $1,300,000. We're getting him a $500,000 abatement of penalties and interest because there were $500,000 of penalties and interest charged during COVID that due to a ruling that just came down, we're able to get taken away. So we've reduced that considerably, and it's extreme because of the amount that he owed. But nonetheless, it's an enormous amount of money that we're saving this individual.
Saving this guy $500,000.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody's entitled, if you have penalties and interest between January 20th of 2020 and July 10th, 2023, they are forgiven by the IRS based on a ruling, a COVID ruling, Kwong versus U.S. And in order to get that forgiveness, you have to file for it by July 10th, 2026. So anybody that paid penalties and interest during that period is entitled to get them back. And if they call us, we'll look it up at no cost to see their look. We'll look their case up at no cost to see if they're entitled to get anything back. And if they are, then, we'll explain to them the financial aspect of us going to work and getting it back for them.
Excellent. Well, one of the things that I know a lot of people in the past, like I said, they've called me with their problems, all kinds of thing, that people are very, I guess, cautious, maybe afraid a little bit. People are afraid of the IRS. You know, and they've been getting these threatening letters. You're going to seize their bank accounts. You know, they want to know about their house. They've got all these things that basically, you know, they're afraid to deal with the IRS, but they definitely cannot do it on their own. They cannot contact and deal with the IRS directly. Explain why, real quick.
Oh, sure. You know, exactly what you said. The IRS may be one of the most powerful agencies on the planet, but you want an attorney who's authorized to communicate and receive information from the IRS and or state. Federal and state resolutions involve a thorough financial review, which require filling out multiple pages and forms that ask about assets, income, and expenses. These forms can be up to 9 pages in length, and they need to be filled out correctly, because if you're not maxing out your expenses like we can do for you, then you're not maximizing out your tax situation.
Yep.
The IRS
yep.
has national local standards that have to be applied.
You got
our,
it.
Our attorneys know what the IRS is looking for and how
Very
to protect
good.
The assets.
I'm going to give out the phone number when we get back from the break. Mitchell, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Friday. I didn't get enough time to give out the phone number and the website to Mitchell. This is important information. Today's Friday, April 17th. Tax day, 2 days ago, April 15th. I know for a fact there's people out there that did not file their taxes by Wednesday. You're facing potentially penalties, interest, whatever. If you haven't done it, I want you to give Mitchell a call. Phone number is 855-346-1788. Again, the number 855-346-1788. Call Mitchell. Tell them you're a friend of Trucker Randy. You listen to the show. You're part of our radio family. You need help. They can file, even though it's 2 days late, they can still file what's called an extension. Yeah, there might be a small penalty for filing it late here on Friday the 17th or over the weekend or Monday. But it's better than ignoring it. Now, I want to give out their website as well. You can check them out. Very simple. W for winner, wtaxattorney.com. wtaxattorney.com. They're located down in Southfield, Michigan. Mitchell came to me on a referral from a longtime Patriot Brother friend that I trust. I've known Jeff for years as a real estate developer. We did deals back in the 1990s together and didn't even realize it when we met back up in Michigan Republican Party politics. Vetted Mitchell, talked to him, understood that he's a Michigan-based company. He hires people in Southfield, surrounding areas, southeastern Michigan, and he understands your problems. I know you're nervous. I know you're scared. I know I've been there, done it. I understand. You need to talk to Mitchell. Now, if you want, just text me the letter W, the W Tax Group, the winners. Text me W. That's all you got to send me. And I'll send you his contact information. I have it programmed in my phone. You'll get the phone number, 855-346-1788. You'll get his personal Gmail email address. You'll get his address in Southfield, Michigan, if you want to drive down and meet with him. and you'll get his website, wtaxattorney.com. Don't wait. Don't keep throwing those notices in the garbage. It's time for you to get a hold of Mitchell, and they will get you out of this mess. They will help you absolutely 100% guaranteed. They can do for you what they've done for hundreds of thousands of people over the years they've been doing this. They can save you money. They can work out a payment plan. They can fix your life. And you can go to bed at night and sleep. Not wake up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning worrying about this. You can go to sleep, get a good 7-8 hours of sleep, wake up in the morning and feel good about going to work, about going to your business. Folks, I've been getting calls like this for years. 2 days ago, April 15th, was my 14th anniversary on this microphone. Brian Summerfield and I started April 15th of 2012. Our original email address for the show was patriotvoice2012@gmail.com. 14 years. And I've been getting calls after the show all the time about people's problems. I've had calls about child support. I've had calls about tax problems. I've had calls about building departments, zoning departments. I've dealt with every single issue there is at the county and state level of this state of Michigan. If it was a county issue, I'd tell you to call your county commissioner. I'd even help look it up and tell you who it is. If it was a Lansing issue, I'd look up your state representative. I'd look up your state senator. I may even have them in my cell phone stored with their cell phone number. I've given out cell phone numbers for state reps and state senators for years. I even have U.S. congressmen in my phone. I've given Jack Bergman's phone number out to a lot of people. They're having problems with Washington. So many veterans have called me saying they're having problems with the VA. I'd give them Jack Bergman's cell phone number. His staff in Traverse City. Call them, tell them your problems. The congressman can get a hold of the VA and hold their feet to the fire. Well, we finally found a tax person to help you out. Mitchell Lipton, the W Tax Group down in Southfield, Michigan. Just text me W and I'll send you his contact info. Great guy, care about you. They want to take care of your problems as if they were their own problems. You heard it in the commercial. It's truly who they are. Text me W and I'll send you the information. Well, that's it for today's show this week. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is...